What's occurring?
For now, let's remember some of our best bits of Oh, What's Occurring Now.
Oh, What's Occurring?
Once again, we have to pick up the pieces of Becky stuffing up.
It's not stuffing up, it's just
well, stuffing
giving
up with the one that doesn't speak.
Yeah. We'll just go into hiding for a bit, it'll all be fine.
I don't know what's going to happen next week. Sorry, listeners, for this inconsistency. It might be back next week, it might not. I hope so. I mean, if you'd like it back, then let me know on 81199. If you don't want to hear Oh, What's Occurring ever again, then also feel free to make your opinions known. And I will show these texts to the one that doesn't speak next week and make him think on.
I'm very confused as to what's happening. I've no idea now whether it is continuing or whether it isn't continuing.
Well, I don't know until he gets back on Monday.
Knows.
No one knows, but for now, let's enjoy the moment.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one today. Did this one ages ago. You know Greg James? He's on early mornings on Radio 1 before Chris Moyles at 4 a.m.
Not tomorrow, he's not.
No, but he normally is.
I know, but tomorrow, I was just doing a plug there.
Where is he tomorrow?
Tomorrow he's doing 6 till 10, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing the morning tomorrow.
Doing breakfast. There you go.
Now, we came up with an idea a while ago to see how many water cooler bottles he could knock over while going, kind of skidding across the Radio 1 office on a chair. Now, this isn't something we would advise. Obviously, we did this in controlled circumstances.
Well, you need a security pass to get into the Radio 1 office, so nobody else could do it.
That's right. No, I mean, you shouldn't do it anywhere.
Oh, right.
Like at home. Here's my question to you. Out of 10 water cooler Skittles, they're like human Skittles, how many were left standing after Greg crashed his chair into them?
Who has a load of water coolers at home?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, don't do it in your office, because they might have some there.
Okay.
So how many... How many were left standing?
Seven. Oh, how many were left standing?
Yeah.
Three.
You think three? Becky?
Two.
Two left.
Apparently, you can play Monopoly in the park now, because it comes with a bank card, so you're fine.
Okay, thanks for bringing that up. let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Greg James and his water cooler moment in the Radio 1 office.
Hi, Greg here. I've got a helmet and gloves and knee pads and shoulder pads and elbow pads. And I'm going to see how many water cooler bottles I can knock over on a chair with wheels. Ready? Let's have some clapping. At the Olympics. Here I go. Go! Ah! Oh! I got them all. I got them all. Did I get them all? I think I won.
He got all of them. All of the 10 Skittles were knocked down. So, none left, which means no points for you lot.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's better in slow motion.
Ready? Let's have some clapping. At the Olympics. Here we go. Go!
Love it. Next one. You know Lorraine Kelly off the telly? She's amazing. There's nothing more Lorraine Kelly likes than when fans phone her up. Now, remember, I went through this phase of calling people in a very bad West Country accent and kind of being their semi-stalker. So, I called up Lorraine Kelly as her biggest fan. But how long would she stay on the phone to me for? Just talking away, being lovely Lorraine Kelly. If I was just a fan ringing her out of the blue. Becky.
It's quite a long time.
Mm.
1.5 minutes.
Chappers.
I think it was longer. I think it was about 1:50. I love this character.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Lorraine Kelly's obsessed fan calling Lorraine Kelly.
Hello?
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 Is that Lorraine Kelly?
Yes.
Prove it. Hello?
Prove it.
Are you Lorraine Kelly off the TV?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Hello.
I love you.
Oh, that's very kind.
I think you're a brilliant idea. You're a biggest fan.
That's nice.
I love you. Right, are you really Lorraine Kelly?
Yes, I am.
Off the telly. Right, prove it. Say hello and welcome to LK Today.
Hello and welcome to LK Today.
Oh my God, it's actually Lorraine Kelly. I love you, Lorraine. You're brilliant.
Thank you very much.
I think you're amazing. I'm your biggest fan.
You're very excitable.
Oh, I love you. I can't believe I'm actually speaking to actual Lorraine Kelly on the phone. I've watched you for years on the TV. Mum? Mum, I got Lorraine Kelly. Will you speak to my mum on the phone?
No, that's fine.
Oh, no, she's gone all shy.
Has she?
Oh, no, she didn't want to come to phone.
Oh, that's
a shame. Can I speak to you a bit more then?
Well, yes. How did you get my number, darling?
What?
How did you get my number?
I just found it.
Did you?
And it said Lorraine Kelly, and I was like, I can't be Lorraine Kelly's number.
My number.
I said that can't be Lorraine Kelly's number. I phoned it, and Lorraine Kelly answers the phone. What's the chance of that?
I don't know.
I love you, Lorraine.
Right, okay.
Brilliant. Say it again. Hello, welcome to LK Today.
Hello, and welcome to LK Today.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. This is like the happiest moment of my whole life.
Oh, son, you must not get out much.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. Oh, Lorraine, can I speak?
Yeah, listen, Flower, I'm really sorry, but I've got to go. I have to get home. No, but I'll miss my plane, and I've got to go.
We can speak some more, though.
No, you're fine. Bye. Bye.
No, Lorraine, don't go. Lorraine.
Oh, bless her. 1 minute 55. Get in, chappers.
Oh. What's occurring?
I think you should do some of your gigs tonight as that character. I think they'll love it.
Oh. Okay, last one. You know Pete Tong?
Yeah.
This is classic Oh, What's Occurring, okay? He loves jokes, but he's got one.
Oh, no.
He's got one joke.
Oh, no, not again.
One joke in particular Pete Tong has that he absolutely loves. You probably know what it is.
Oh, if people haven't heard this, then we're going to go... through everything we've been through for the past 6 months over this.
My question to you is, on the streets, how many people...
None.
...would get Pete Tong's favourite joke? How many would get it?
None.
None, no?
None.
Someone must have... I think some people got it on the street, though.
Did they?
Okay.
I think two.
Becky says two. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Pete Tong... telling people on the streets his favourite joke.
Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it?
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
Not really, yes.
Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it? Why aren't you laughing more? Two nuns in a bath. One says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it? I don't understand why people aren't rolling around all over the pavement. Two nuns in a bath, one says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it? It is funny. It's amazing. It's the best joke ever. You look nervous. It's really funny, this. Two nuns in a bath, one says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it?
Funny.
It really is funny.
Not really.
Two people, Becky was...
Yes!
No,
right.
I still maintain nobody really laughed.
Well done. So it's a draw today on Oh, What's Occurring? Reoccurring.